This is RSV in the Update, episode 243, recorded Friday, February 12th, 2010. Popra. Hello everybody, welcome to RSB and the Update. Just me and Chief Snake here this week on this cold, wintry evening here. Well, maybe not wintry for Chief Snake, but certainly for me.
It's pretty wintry as far as summer goes over here.
Okay, I assume rain then?
No, well, it's not raining, but it's really, really windy. The skies are grey. Unfortunately it's so hot, but I can't open my windows wide enough because they just blow back in.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and if you were to go outside, you'd practically blow away. So.
Thanks, Rain.
Yeah, that's just how windy it is in down under in New Zealand. Or no, that's an Australian term. Or does it apply for both?
I guess it applies for both. We're part of the same
sphere of influence. Anyways, strike worms. Three strikes and you're out. Makes so much more sense now, the Twitter hint, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Yeah.
But they had to write strike with a Y in it for a reason, so it was kind of...
There was some hype, or there was something that people were translating strike into all different languages and stuff, but at the end of the day, it turned out to be a Slayer update, which I know the Slayer people are overjoyed about, because this extends the level cap in Slayer to level 93 now, as the max creature level.
It's a bit of an unfair hint they gave, though, because, I mean, you can't guess what it is.
Yeah,
just
you can't guess that.
Because it was specific to the name.
I should strike. Look that up. Anyways, so there's three types of strike worms, as three strikes. First one being the jungle strike worm, which is located south of mobilizing armies, I believe. It's either south or north. I believe it's south. This one requires 73 Slayer. It drops something called a Hex Crest, which is a unique drop that they give only, which gives 15% magic damage boost. So it adds on. It's like the multiplier thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Desert Strike Worm, which is level 77. I'm not sure where that one is exactly. It drops the focus sight, except instead of boost to magic, it gives a boost to range this time, 15% once again. So, and then, of course, level 93, which it drops the Staff of Light, which is the main update this week, which they say comparable to dragon weapons and staff, which is true. And also, it gives a 15% magic damage boost, just like the Hex Crest does. And the main point of this, it has a 1/8 chance of not using any runes when you cast your spell.
But there's already something that has that effect, isn't there?
I don't know.
I can't remember what it is. But
but effectively, what this does is it reduces the cost of magic training by a 1/8. So it's a good way to make magic training a little bit cheaper, but I don't know. I think magic is still a little unbalanced in terms of the combat triangle, you know? When you look at what the melee people have for the Armadil Godsword, for example, and the crossbows with the rangers. So it's a step in the right direction, but it's not as good as it could be, I guess. Yes, that's what we're trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I haven't investigated this at all, so...
What do you think of it? Like, are the numbers okay in terms of the amount of damage it gives and stuff?
I think they are. I was just trying to work out what the other one that I was thinking of, what the effect is, like how it saves your runes. Was I thinking of the Penance Trident?
I don't know.
Thing. When wielded, it will attempt to save the runes used in any spell. But yeah, I guess it looks pretty good.
Yeah, the hint was next week in hashtag RuneScape, three strikes and they're out. So people were attributing this to some sort of baseball game, you know, but yeah, I don't think we'd play baseball in RuneScape.
Pretty unlikely.
Yeah. Unless you could use the staff to play baseball, you know? I don't know. You ever play baseball?
No. Yeah.
Are you any good
softball
at it?
Softball.
Okay.
We don't really have baseball here.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
The only baseball I play is on Team Fortress 2 with the Scout, so...
I didn't even do that, so...
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, but Team Fortress 2 is a topic for another question, perhaps. So, I don't know. Did I mention that you need a fire cape to fight these things?
No.
So
that's true.
So people are either very happy about this because they have the high level and a fire cape, or they're not happy because they don't want to do the fire cape.
That's only for the ice one, isn't it, though?
Yeah, for the ice one, of course. So. Yeah. But if you have 93 Slayer, chances are you have high enough ranged and combat stats to do the fight caves, you know, and actually get one of these. So might as well just go ahead and do that. But I know for me this update's kind of one to get excited about because I'm not a combat type person and neither are you, so... If people are wondering why we're not enthused, that could be why. If you want us to be more enthused and you like it for a certain reason, contact us by all means and tell us why we should be enthused about this. If you know what I mean. But
yeah. I like the look of the things, though. I haven't actually seen them yet, the strike worms themselves.
Oh, I haven't seen them
but
yet
I just
either.
I'm looking at them. I just picture them at the moment.
Oh, the weapons are the...
Huge. Okay. Oh, no, the strike worms themselves.
Okay, yeah. I thought they looked like giant snakes coming out of the ground, you know?
Yeah, that's probably the idea. So. Worms coming out of the ground.
Yeah. And they strike. Anyways.
Funny that.
With also the Hex Crest and the Focus Sight, you can now make what's called a full Slayer helmet with these added on, so they can be added on to Slayer helmet. So that's good.
Oh, yeah.
So... When you're doing these tasks, you get the added bonus, so it's only fair because the Slayer Mask gives regular strength bonus, so why not this? So, I'm going to have to give this rating out of 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. What about you?
Yeah, that is good. I would do the same thing. 4 or even 4.5 or something. It seems like a really good update for Slayers, at least.
Yeah, it's like... The problem I have with Slayer is that it takes so much time and it's so slow to level. The only thing I really use it for is money making, and I find I get much more satisfaction from the other skills. So, is that the same for you? Why you don't like combat in general?
I suppose so.
I've
never really been sure.
Yeah. Well, you used to have a fairly high combat level in RuneScape Classic, didn't you?
59.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 110.
No way.
What are you right now?
My stats sucked then. What am I now?
Yeah.
I'm 123 now.
Okay. Okay, then. So, the strikes. Strike worms. I think that's it on that one. Moving on. Musical playlists? You like this?
Not really, no.
Why not? I think it's a great idea.
I guess it's an improvement, but it's still the same music.
Yeah, but the music's good, you know? I was listening to some of it before we started the show earlier.
You're going to get condemned for saying that.
Why?
Just watch what people post in the topic.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot better than it was, you know? And it's something that... I find has been improving with the game, and I just say if you, I agree that listening to music while you play RuneScape can get annoying, but when you do your next quest or something, turn the music on and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, come on, give it a try.
I'll try to remember to.
Okay, and please, whoever's out there, do not play the MIDI card. We do not want to hear the MIDI card.
It's still MIDI music.
No, it's not. I don't know. I was just playing around. I made my playlist with the songs from the opening songs, the various RuneScape opening songs from days past. And a few comments about the player in general. Maybe something that I think might be useful is when it changes the track, have it load a description of what song's currently playing in the menu, you know, like in the game menu where it shows like you've just caught a fish or something. Have it do that. Then, yeah. Also, it would be nice to have a next button because there's no actual next button. And if you're on shuffle, you're not going to get that randomness. You're just going to get one of your clicks. So, I don't know. That's what I say. That's what it needs for me. But I think it's a good update.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
It's a good update. But you still don't sound convinced on it.
No, to be fair, I haven't actually tried it. But, I mean, it's still the RuneScape music. And I'd rather listen to my own music.
Okay. Nothing. What if they made a thing where you could input one of those playlist files and it would play those directly out of the game?
Yeah, but there would be no point in that because I can.
Oh,
just
right. We have. We're on a computer. I forgot. We're not on the limited environment of a PS3 or Xbox. That's right. Oops.
Oh, that was a stab in the. Yeah.
And it wasn't even planned. yes. If you want to debate the merits of consoles versus PCs anytime, just send in a question. But anyways, let's move on to the next update. Something perhaps that people with less powerful Windows-based computers can get excited about. A new standard detail mode. Yeah, you're snickering for some reason, aren't you?
Well, there's not a lot that people with less powerful computers can get excited over, so...
Yeah, and the thing that's the most let down here is that it doesn't work on macOS or Linux.
Oh.
They say Windows 2000 onwards. Which, it looks pretty good if you haven't had a look at it. Press standard detail and take a look at it. And then they brought back safe mode, which is, of course, the old style graphics. So, I don't know. I think on OS X we're stuck on safe mode, unfortunately. So I do hope that JAGEX does bring that in. But by all means, I tested it on one of the lower power computers I have here. A Pentium M 1.6 GHz, 512 megs of RAM, Windows XP laptop, and the new standard detail ran remarkably well. So, definitely something for those people to get excited over. I don't know about us.
But then it still ran the same on... I mean, my laptop here is a 1.5 gigahertz Celeron M with 768 megabytes of RAM, and that could already run RuneScape as it was anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
the standard detail.
Yeah, but now you get textures and everything.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you get textures with this and shadows and stuff. The only thing you don't get is anti-aliasing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So,
I should try that then.
Yeah, just load up the applet, and it's actually hard to see the difference if you're on a slower computer because obviously HD will lag, and this will just run as fast as it can. And I don't know, it looks pretty good on what I'm viewing right now. The options you have are idle animations, character shadows, lighting details, fog, cursors, textures, ground decoration, flickering, scenery shadows, water detail, particles, and ground blending. So, yeah, pretty much everything HD has.
That's pretty good.
Except for anti-aliaser.
Just loading up very slowly right now, and my voice will probably go all distorted in a second because my internet is not fantastic.
Oh, you're fine so far.
Oh, good, because it was loading right then.
Yeah, it'll be fine because when King Kala was away this past summer and he was on a dial-up connection, RuneScape ran actually better on his dial-up connection than it ran at his house.
That's so, quite depressing.
Yeah, so it's just safe to say that RuneScape is accessible even if you have a slow dial-up connection.
Okay, but, I'm in safe mode.
Oh, you're in
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, that's actually quite good. I mean, you get rocks on the ground.
You mean standard detail?
Oh, no, I'm actually in safe mode. Now I'm in standard detail.
Yeah, and you see you can have textures and everything, so.
It looks exactly the same except with the shadowing.
Yeah, and a little bit of jitter because it uses a CPU instead of the GPU. So.
Oh, fog off, textures off, textures on. Oh my god.
Off. What?
That doesn't look like standard detail at all.
See? See?
Okay, I must admit that is quite impressive.
Yeah, so.
Let's see what happens if I go back to fixed window. See if it lags. Okay. Yeah. The performance is not fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you expect with Java.
That's pretty good, considering it is still just standard detail.
Yeah, I would have been jumping up and down if this would have been for macOS, you know? But sadly, it's not. I know a few other listeners out there would be jumping up and down. Eric, Warren, who else up there? Yeah, a few of you.
But can you seriously tell me the performance of HD is worse than that? I mean, this is not good.
Yeah, it is actually worse than that.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, I know. So, I'll put a link in the notes to this video I took of my water performance on the Mac, just to show you what we're dealing with. And then if I go to Windows, it would run the same. So let's just move on for now, because there's a question about Mac later, so we'll beat this topic to death once again.
Okay.
You know, I never thought I'd... I think Brad would be proud of me if he was here, because I'm actually saying there's something wrong with OS X.
Yeah, well, you have said that to me a lot in the past.
Yeah, but anyways.
I wouldn't say it's anything new.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
RuneScape content, Q&A. This one was done live once again. They just... Paul and Fetsky came to the forums and just started answering questions. And, yeah. Do you have any favorites?
I just closed them accidentally.
Oh.
Wait. But I did
Control
have something.
Control-Shift-T.
Answers would be posted in this thread. Oh, no, I didn't just close it. Then I closed it before. It wasn't anything fantastic.
Okay. But yeah, there's yeah. One they built on kind of common questions that everybody had, and then one on the more specific questions. So I think the big things that came out of this is that the skill will not be released in the second half of the year. It will be released in the first half, but not in February. And the next skills to get major improvements are going to be summoning and smithing.
Smithing, oh.
Yeah, it's about time, you know, to get...
Actually, both of those are interesting. I wonder what'll be coming.
Yeah, it's hard... Go ahead.
No, you...
Okay. I was going to say, it's hard to imagine that they could be wanting to change summoning again, seeing as it's the youngest skill.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, actually.
Obviously, it's not turning out how they had expected, you know? So, that's also something else that was echoed here, is they're not giving any details on the new skill for that exact purpose, because they don't want another summoning on their hands, where they ended up hyping it, but, oh, it turned out to be a letdown, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's good they're going to be doing
actually,
summoning.
Actually, Paul said that in one of his questions as to why they were hyping it or something. And
yeah.
He said sometimes they just can't help themselves, even though that's exactly what they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Hype it up.
I know how that is, because sometimes there's things I want to talk about that I'm working on the site, but I just can't, because sometimes they never materialize. If I'm referring to one specific project here that I've been working on since last July. You probably know what it is. So. The problem is you end up doing so many redesigns of the same project, which happened with summoning, and
Is that the one you have on your to-do list, which is set to never or something?
Yeah, it's not the video one. It's the other one on my to-do list.
Oh.
But yeah, so.
Still.
Yep, so that's good. And the Smith thing, they said that they had the idea of possibly rejiggering the level tables and adding dragon items to it, but they said in the end that would just end badly because it would completely upset the market for rune items and everything, you know? So
yeah, that wouldn't work. I don't think they could add dragon to it at all.
No. So then,
considering how easy it is to get level 99 these days.
Yeah, then the question is, what do you do with the rest of the smithing skill, you know, because
yeah,
you got all these items that, but there's no room to put any new items, so what do, you know?
Mm.
So, should be interesting to see what they managed to come up with for that. Another thing is they, people were wondering where, what happened to the guilds, you know, early in the RuneScape history of like 2005, 2006, we saw new guilds added for everything, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, there is supposed to be a Herblore guild or something, and
well. Yeah, that's actually quite incomplete, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Because it's unfair for some of the skills. Some of the skills have guilds and others mm-hmm. don't, and some are more useful than others.
Exactly, like the Warrior's Guild is useful for the Rune Defender and stuff, but
yeah.
What do you do at the Wizard? What do you do at the Mage Guild?
Yeah.
So. But they said they had a few guilds in planning. Like, for example, this Herblore update with the extreme potions was actually going to be a part of a Herblore guild. So that
maybe that. I mean, that just needs some rebalancing. It.
Yeah, it's nothing. Like they said, they need multiple levels of it. You know, so I don't know. And then they said,
and yeah, that's right, because some guilds are easier to get into others,
mm-hmm.
into and others, and some have higher requirements, etc.
Like the mining guild is level 60 mining.
Yeah, and then like the cooking guild, what is that, 30 something?
Yeah. So, and they said the Slayer guild was going to be Curadel's dungeon, but it didn't really materialize. And there was one other one. Oh, yeah, the Smithing Guild was, turned out that the Blast Furnace was an attempt to, make a Smithing Guild, but it didn't work out, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see behind the scenes and stuff about how this all works, so, I don't know, take a read through the Q&As. You can find a question that, tickles your fancy, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, here is the exact question you're talking about. In a poll ages ago, Slayer Guild was picked. I was just wondering if it's due to be released this year. Straight away, we have another example of what I'm talking about in my previous answer. Curadel's Cave is actually what was going to be the Slayer Guild.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like a guild in the end.
So it's good they're thinking about that, you know?
Yeah. But
anyways, we got two development blogs. First one is A Day in the Life. You'd enjoy this one. You could go work there as a French translator.
Oh, I did read some of that. I sort of just skimmed over it, though. It seemed interesting.
Yeah.
It even shows how they do it, the translations.
I wish more of them would have these kind of things. A day in the life of, you know? A day in the life of Andrew. A day in the life of the RS content team. A day in life of the small music.
They have done that before, though, with someone else or some sort of developer. I don't remember which one it was, but that was interesting, I remember. So, yeah, to be fair, they have done it. Continue.
Okay. So, then there's a whole bunch of things that, as Chief said, there's, like, everything that shows what they have to go through and stuff for fixes, and that's basically what their day is and stuff, and then language tweaks are easy because they're just modifying text and everything.
Mm. And then it even shows, because this is for languages and stuff, it shows what they have to do with the interfaces, because as a general rule, translated text is 20% longer than the English original. And A perfect example is what I posted on RuneWire a while ago about in the GE. Oh, no, maybe
oh,
I didn't
right.
post it. I just sent
yeah,
it
you
to you.
did. You did. You did post
Yeah.
it.
Oh, no, I think it was something different, actually. But I
Okay.
sent you the French thing.
Was that the one with the arrows up top or something?
No, that's the one I posted. That was
Okay.
different.
Oh, and
But
then
the
the
one I
one you
sent to
sent.
you was,
Right.
it's got in the GE, you know, where it shows how what you're buying and stuff and how much it costs. And all the word wrapping is messed up with that because the words are too long. So that's something that may have slipped through, but...
Diesen Gegenstand herzustellen, Branchu C.
Yeah.
Horror Han Butel. I think I just took a trip to ancient Russia. I mean, Germany.
Oh, we could play that question.
What question?
I'm kidding.
Anyways, at the end of the day, they say a translator will have translated 2,000 words per person or proofread edited or about 4,000 words per person. The localization testers will have tested between 3,000 and 4,000 words in game. Wow.
That's
amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyways, and then the second one, A History of Nonviolence. It's not a mini game. I don't exactly know what this is, but...
I didn't really understand that either. People on RuneWire were talking about it, about how amazing it's going to be, but it doesn't even say what it is in this
yeah.
diary.
And oops, I linked the wrong thing in the wiki. I'll fix that after. But...
it's good I didn't go from there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's just some rambling... It seems a bit pointless writing
it. It's not a
it.
Distraction diversion, and it's not a minigame, but it does have repeatable elements.
Yeah, all it tells us
those.
Is what it is not, and it doesn't tell us anything about what it is.
But they mentioned things appearing in your inventory if you're doing agility.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Trying to make you train skills that you don't train, so... That's
but
interesting.
But even then, that's so vague. That's just not fair.
Yeah.
Well, it should be interesting to see what that is, at least.
You'd have to use some sort of advanced heuristics, you know, to be able to calculate which skill you're not training, because you can't just look at a stat and say, this is his lowest, he's not training it. There has to be some sort of info to it. But, yeah, it should be interesting to see when it comes out. I hope it gives me some stuff to train mining easier. I hope. I hate that skill. More on that later, right?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Or less in my case.
What do you mean, less?
Less, because I'm not going to have to mine anymore.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yay.
And then just your release notes for this week. Not that much. You can take a look at those on yourself. They did fix a problem with the bull roar animation, which is good, because lots of people have been having fun with that, and it gets really annoying.
What is that guy's Mod Osborne's avatar?
That's a good question. I think it might be from the Red Racktuber quest, one of the fish hats you
is
get.
Is that a fish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, they corrected a problem when trying to spy on penguins. Objective system should no longer show 1% if you've not gained any experience towards your goal.
That's interesting.
Yeah, grammar, spelling errors.
Some weird rounding there.
Mud thrown at you when the giant mole retreats will now properly scale to cover your window. And snare and entangle spells will correctly tell you that they're members only. Wow. Yeah, you know, that used to be a bug from ages ago. I remember going PKing back when RuneScape 2 first came out. And I tried to use, what's it called? Bind, or no, snare. And it wouldn't use it in the free world. So, yeah. Anyways, there's your RuneScape updates.
Really?
Yeah.
I always just knew that they were members only.
We used to go PKing the staff on the weekends.
Interesting that it took them that long.
We took weekend PKing trips. This was the days back when Dan, Derek, Hello, 5K, and everybody were around. And, yeah, it was quite fun.
Yeah, I remember that. Not that I did it, but I remember it.
That was supposed to be a secret. How did you know?
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't know then.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. What's your favorite one this week, would you have to say?
Wait, let me get back to them. Oh, I suppose the strike worms, if not the standard detail, actually, that's really impressive that they got that amount of detail into the standard mode.
Yeah, one of us should take a picture.
I'm going to try that on the laptop and see how well it actually works.
Yeah, do that after the show. Take a picture.
Intel GPU or graphics chipset.
Take a picture and then combine them and then take one in the same spot on your good computer.
Hmm.
But anyways, look for that on RuneWire later after the show, after you listen to this. I'll put a link in the notes. How's that?
Okay.
Anyways, on to questions now. First one's an audio question from a fellow named Sammy with quite an interesting question.
We spent a little less longer on the RuneScape updates this week. That's good. We're doing well.
Yeah. How long did we take last week? We took over an hour, didn't we?
Over an hour. There were a couple of polls, to be fair, but...
Yeah, I think we're still catching up, but I think we're getting back to a normal volume, so...
Good.
Anyways, here's the question.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, thank you for taking the time to answer my question. This is mainly directed to Shane for his extensive knowledge on the subject. What do you think of the dilemma in the second season TNG episode Justice? Maybe Shane could explain the story to Chief Snake and get his view on the dilemma as well.
Oh.
Thank you for answering my question. Goodbye.
Shane
explained this to me before we started recording, and I muted him in the middle of it and started talking to my mum instead. Shows how interested I am. So thank you so very much for bringing up Star Trek.
Yeah, you know, that goes on there.
The first question of the list.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Perfect. I was just going to say, I'll let you speak now. I better be nice, but that's okay. We can move on.
No, I'm completely... Oh, yes. I know where you're from, Sammy. I know where you're from. My guess, I'm going to take that you're an English person or a French person who lived in France at one point or Quebec and has moved to an area that speaks English now.
French? I don't think he sounds French at all.
I think he does.
Play it again.
We'll play that after. Once is enough. But
damn.
But yeah, please do correct us if you're not French.
You played me several times before.
That was at Brad's request. That was at Brad and Kelsey's request.
So, can't I request it? That's not fair. I'm the co-host, Shane.
Oh, fine.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, thank you for taking the time to answer my question. This is mainly directed to Shane for his extensive knowledge on the subject.
See, when he says Shane, that's where I think it's French.
Shane. No, he could be anything. That almost reminds me of Antonio Banderas. And, I don't know.
His name's Sammy, not Antonio.
Well, I know, but his voice.
Oh, I thought you meant... You thought this was Antonio Banderas sending the question in.
No. How on earth would you... Oh, forget it. You should probably just answer it now.
Yeah, Justice. It's an episode called Justice in Next Generation. Season 1, actually. I looked it up. I thought it was Season 1, but I double-checked. Basically, this is an episode in which Picard and his crew go to this planet. They send down an away team, which they really shouldn't have been sending at first because it's a pre-warp civilization, and by policy, they don't interact with pre-warp civilizations. But anyways, to the point, it's a group of people who lives a very nice lifestyle on the surface. It's their culture is dominated by love entirely, and pretty much everybody almost there wears no clothes. It would probably be the equivalent of everybody here wearing swimsuits. Skimpy swimsuits at that. Remember, this was at the end of the 80s, so just keep that in mind. But basically what happens on this episode is the young boy, Wesley Crusher, who is, I don't know, probably 14 at the time, goes with some people his age and accidentally manages to trip when they're playing ball into a nursery of fresh plants. And it happened to be in an area that was being monitored by the police force, who were conveniently called moderators. And then in that, because he committed an infraction, the result for that was death. That was the penalty for something so simple as destroying some flowers. Now, I guess the debate where this comes up is if
you're... This is why Star Trek is stupid.
Why?
A death penalty for destroying some flowers?
Well, yeah, it was a different culture. So the question is, if you're in a different country or a different culture, are you subject to their laws or not? Because in the end, Captain Picard comes and manages to whisk the guy away by beaming them out at the end. So I guess that's the question. I know, example I was giving you, if I come to New Zealand and commit some act of like looking at a sheep wrong or something, am I subject to your laws there?
Yep.
Okay. So then the question is, I guess, was Picard right in doing that, or I don't know, what would you do? Would you let the kid die?
Well, no.
See, it's kind of like an ethical thing. You wouldn't do that, but you do your best to uphold laws, right? So, I don't know. I think that as long as the laws are stated that they should be upheld, you know, it's just like this can be extended to the war on terror here. There was this Canadian kid, Omar Khadr, I'm not sure if you've heard of him, who chucked a grenade at some U.S. soldiers, and now he's in a U.S. prison, and people are exactly wondering why the Canadian government isn't doing anything to get him out of the U.S. prison when he was only 15 at the time. But the thing is, he still broke the law, didn't do what they said. So,
he threw a grenade at them?
He threw a grenade at them.
Well, then he should be in prison, shouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And we should be letting the U.S. handle this, but there are people here who believe that Canada should be trying him for that, you know? So, but it was under U.S. jurisdiction, so it's that kind of debate thing. Who do you leave it to, you know? So, I personally think it should be left to the U.S. and let them handle their justice system on that, because quite clearly he knew what he was doing. He's 15, you know? Like, if you had a box of grenades in your house, would you throw them at someone, Brad?
No.
Well, there you go. See? You know what's right and you know what's wrong.
Okay. I don't know where this is going anymore, but...
I'm just going to say thank you, Sammy, for the interesting question. I know Chief Snake isn't particularly interested in Star Trek, so maybe if you would have posed this in a different way, that might have been more
helpful. But thank you anyway, especially since it was sent in audio. We love audio questions. And I wasn't making fun of your accent, by the way. I love it. I was just trying to work out what it was.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okie dokie, next question.
For both of you gangsters, what was the latest you've crammed for homework, speeches, or tests? I just finished a 5-page essay and a 10-minute lecture on the values of life tonight. That is from Dr. Bob.
Wow. He didn't say what time he was up till, did he?
No.
You answer and I'll look
up. Wasn't
the...
very late because he's like 12. Oh no, he's 13 now, isn't he? What was the latest program for homework speeches tests? Pretty late, I guess. Or no, maybe not. I can't remember. We probably both have quite a routine which doesn't get changed very often, even if we need to cram.
You mean you and me?
Yeah. Me and you, sorry. Probably doesn't go far off the regular schedule. I've read a book once because we had to have it finished by the next day, and I think I stayed up quite late reading that, 2 or 3.
That's not too bad.
Well, no, it's still not too bad.
It's reading.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
What book was it?
I believe that was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, I didn't like that book.
I actually did like it, but...
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy some of the ones I have to read this year. Shakespeare.
What's wrong with Shakespeare?
It's Shakespeare.
I'll read it for you. I liked it, actually.
What? But you told me last week that you wouldn't read it for me when I asked you to.
You didn't ask me to read it for you.
Yes, I did. I specifically did. I'm getting conflicting messages here, Shane. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I like Shakespeare.
You take King Lear, I'll read Merchant of Venice.
Sure, that sounds good. You know, King Lear was one of the ones in grade 12 we were debating between King Lear and Hamlet. We went with Hamlet. So.
Apparently, King Lear is better for the end of year exams and stuff. It gives you more to write about, or something like that, my teacher explained to me.
Hamlet was fun. But my latest would have had to have been 4 a.m. I was working on software documentation. If I got the software done, I just had to write the book on it. That's all. I think I wrote a 23-page book in one night about how to use this piece of software I made, each function of it, and exactly how, with like pictures and everything, you know? So
that's very good.
Yeah. It was hard because I didn't have any easy cropping utility, so I was cropping everything with Photoshop. And
that's what I do.
I don't know. I just wish I had something simpler to use for cropping, but yeah, that's my latest.
Cropping is easy. What exactly were you cropping?
Images, like screenshots of my
screenshots,
and adding like effects to them, like drop shadows and circles and everything, annotating them.
Well, you can do that with actions. Speed it up.
Oh, well, yeah, it was 4 a.m. So, and I also had to produce a web version and a print version.
Oh, okay.
So I had That'd to be do annoying. Two. Yeah, it was. It was. So.
But, you can do batch processing too. That's quite cool.
Oh, you'll have to let me know how that works.
I've only actually used it once, and I used it in H&A, so it was kind of experimental. But
okay.
It worked, so I was quite happy with it.
We'll talk later on that.
I think we've been a bit off topic.
But just one word of advice, if it's science or anything, you're best to just get it done beforehand. You're going to have more luck finishing an English essay than you would a science project.
Yeah, actually, I agree. Cramming biology and chemistry and stuff last year never worked. It's quite annoying.
But you passed. That's all that counts.
Sort of, yeah. Well, I passed without going into the exam, so I didn't need to worry about that. But
oh, that's good. Anyways, thank you, Dr. Bob. Hosts, how much snow have you gotten this year, if any? I've gotten 22 inches and 15 to 20 more than are expected tomorrow. Thanks from Penn State 315. I'll answer first. I think we've got, at the height of it in December, we probably had around 60 to 70 centimeters of snow in the backyard as a snowpack. The snowpack on all the side roads and the back alleys is probably about 10 to 15 centimeters right now, meaning there's that much snow packed down. But, I think we're through the worst of winter. Knock on wood. Because it's been melting lately, so that's good. But, yeah. Oh, 70 centimeters. I guess I should convert that for you guys. 70 centimeters... Convert between centimeters and inches, you just take your centimeters divided by 2.5, so 70 centimeters is roughly 28 inches. 10 centimeters is about 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can answer now.
I've had about, 50 centimeters of snow this year. You know, I'm doing okay, though. I'm surviving.
No. You haven't had that much, have you?
Well, almost, you know. Despite the fact that it's summer and everything.
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, he's in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's summer right now, so yeah, no snow. And even in the winter, it doesn't snow much.
Yeah, we don't get snow in the winter either.
So what were you saying about 50 centimeters?
I think I said that, yeah. But no.
Well, why'd you say 50 centimeters then?
I don't know. That was a random number.
Have you ever seen snow?
Yes, we have snow on mountains.
Okay, have you ever played in the snow?
Yes.
Have you ever made a snowman?
We tried. It wasn't very successful, I'll give you that.
Okay. Have you ever gone skiing?
No, my brother has heaps, though.
Have you ever gone skating?
Ice skating, no.
Okay.
I have rollerbladed a lot. I enjoy rollerblading.
Okay. So, yeah, Chief Snake isn't much of a wintry person. At least winter as we know it.
No, I dislike winter immensely.
His winter consists of jets of water running down the street.
And cold. No, it's not that bad, but it is very cold.
Didn't you say once your region where you live, like, flooded or something?
Yeah, once, like February 2004.
Okay, I thought... Okay.
That was most of New Zealand as well.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. We had a day off school then. A single
Anyways.
Day. Anyways. And that is the only day off school that we've had for as long as I can remember, actually. I don't think we had anything else.
Wow.
I mean, for a...
Cancelled, right?
That kind of reason.
Yeah, they don't cancel it here because you're expected to deal with it, you know? That's why I laugh when they always cancel school in the U.S. and stuff. So, Anyways, thank you, Penn State 315. Next one.
Hey, hosts. I'm going for 99 cooking like you, Shane. And I was wondering what food you'd cook from 75 to 99. Also, what is Chief Snake's username in RuneScape? Lastly, as Apple did not release the new MacBook Pro in January, when do you think it may possibly be released? From Peter, L level as an LVL Peter on RuneScape. My username in RuneScape is shockingly Chief Snake.
But with two spaces.
But that's besides the point.
And I'm not going for 99 cooking exactly. I'm going for 99 fishing and 99 cooking, but monkfish would be good, definitely. If you really want faster experience, go for sharks or rocktail, but I really don't think it's that necessary.
But even then, yeah, everyone just does monkfish these days, don't they?
Yeah.
It's fast enough. It's faster than any other skill.
I got about 90k more monkfish to catch before I get 99 fishing. 70k for 99 cooking.
Which is fast.
Yeah. Anyways, no MacBook Pro in January. You know, this is something that's jury's quite out on right now. It's not exactly sure when. It's Apple's a company and they'll do what they want, which is their right. But it's got to be the next few weeks. And if not, then I have no idea when it's coming out. But if you need a new computer, just go out and buy a PC at this point because there's no point in spending... however much you're going to spend $1,000, $1,500 on two-and-a-half-year-old technology, you know? So, that's all I got to say on that. If you want a Mac, you have to hold out because it doesn't make sense to spend that kind of money. So, and also keep in mind that the RuneScape HD isn't going to run as well as it would on a Windows computer, and there's no standard detail mode that works. So,
nothing's going to run really. As well.
Yeah, you know, that's true, actually. That is true.
I was just being a bit of a dick there, but...
No, and it's called being facetious.
Yes.
But Photoshop, for example, has always run faster on Windows. As an example, but anyways, that's beside the point. Thank you, Peter, for the wonderful question. Monsieur Brad, next question.
This is for you. Shane, is this a copy of your reaction when you heard about the iPad? YouTube link. Once again, I hope this won't be edited out. This YouTube thing is Hitler. Hitler's reaction to the iPad.
And
do you want to play that?
No, it's 3 minutes long and it has some language in it, so I won't. But
some language in it. It's German.
Yeah, I know, but the subtitles
you
have
can't
language.
Hear subtitles.
But they have text. That's bad.
But
anyways,
you can't hear it.
I know, but I just want to be sure.
What?
I just want to be sure that we're not giving anyone any bad ideas, you know? So
okay, Shane.
But it's 3.5 minutes
Shane.
Long. You can watch
finally,
it on your own
Shane.
Time. And no,
finally,
it, was,
Shane.
It wasn't my reaction.
Finally, Shane. Why do you put
I'm
your
sorry.
MSN address in your profile if you just block 99% of the people who add you? That is from Earthy.
It's not in my profile, is it?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked.
Oh, and he sent his screenshot again.
Yeah.
Does
what did we say last
week
about
that?
Yeah,
we
he
cut
was
that
wondering,
for time. I'm sorry. Oh,
he
was
wondering
if I was drunk.
If you were drunk, exactly, yep.
No, of course not. That never
no,
happened.
And I agreed. With you, not with Earth.
And I think you said something that's relatively normal.
Yeah. This is pretty normal for Shane. I mean, if you get to know him, he says things like that all the time.
Yeah, sometimes just little random things come in here and there, so it's nothing to be worried about. And
so if anything, it just means he likes you.
Yeah, or I'm not afraid to talk to you.
Well, yeah. And Shane isn't really afraid to talk to anyone, so...
No, otherwise I wouldn't do this.
That is correct.
Yep.
Me, on the other hand, I hate talking to everyone.
Yeah. And then my thing says, if you must contact me, send me a PM. That's what I set my MSN profile to.
That's a long email address.
But no, that's really not my address. And so if you try to add that, that's probably why you're not getting any response.
If you try to add that. Okay.
Yeah, well, you never know, you know?
Yeah, I suppose not.
Oh, and New Zealand just carried their flag in at the opening ceremonies.
Shane, that's disgusting. You're supposed to be turning that off. You're supposed to be diverting your full attention to the update.
It is off. It is.
Oh, okay. Next question.
We're recording this on opening ceremonies night. But, yeah. Still have a bit of a cough from last week, but yeah, you guys are sending 16 athletes.
It's pretty good for us.
Yeah, it is. So, and the reason I don't
none of them have died yet.
Yeah, it's not something to be laughing about,
no,
though.
Sorry, it really isn't.
Yeah, it's too bad that it happened, but
it was so
freak
sad.
Accident, really. Mm. Yeah. A reason I don't add people to my MSN is because most of the time when I'm not on RuneScape but I'm on MSN, I'm either working on something or trying to get something done, so I don't particularly like the interruptions. But I think that, yeah, if I talk to you in clan chat, that's fine. If you want to add me on RuneScape, go ahead. Sometimes... friends will be set to on, I think, on the weekends if I'm on. I'm not sure, maybe more. But you can try and add me on RuneScape if you want, but yeah.
Yeah, kind of goes the same for me. Anyone who knows me knows that I don't talk a lot, and I can't multitask to save myself. So even when I'm in RuneScape, I hardly talk at all in clan chat. I'm sorry about that, but
not that he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
It's just I'm too busy flipping items in the Great Exchange.
Dancing around, eh?
Or something like that. Or throwing my chins.
Next one's for you.
Hello, hosts. Oh, that's right. I've done three in a row. Hello, hosts. My question this week is for Chief only. My dad the other day was talking about his trip to Australia to some family friends, and they asked if when water is drained, does it spin counterclockwise? I just quickly filled up a sink, then let the water drain, and it spun clockwise. Thanks for taking the time to answer my question, Chief, from Tim. That's a good question. I haven't actually checked, but I could go and do that right now if you really want me to. But I assume, from what I've heard, I have to agree that it does spin counterclockwise.
Opposite. And which way does it
spin? Yours does.
I'm just trying to think of how this works in terms of physics. Because the Earth is rotating, right? And you're at this point and you're moving around. Yeah, you know, that's the same with the Coriolis force and geostrophic winds. They rotate differently in the southern and northern hemispheres, but I don't know about water.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that I've always heard. Like when you, I don't know. It's just that's sort of a common knowledge thing, but I've never actually taken the time to check it myself.
Yeah, you should go check it. Not right now, but after the show.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. That's from Tim, whose name has three letters in it: a T, an I, and an M.
How perceptive of you, Shane.
I know. Shane, Chief, Shane, just to remain impartial. If there's a big red button in front of you, and when you pressed it, you'd live forever without aging from your current state, would you press it? If so, when? Would you press it right now or leave it for a few years? But what if you pressed it? What if you pressed it? You live forever, but continued aging, would you still press it? You know, I don't think that's possible, because if you're going to continue aging, you're going to die.
But hypothetically speaking...
No, I wouldn't press it in that case.
No, neither would I. I wouldn't press it in either case.
What if it would stop aging? Sure, you know?
No, I don't think so.
You want to die a wrinkled old man when you're like 80 years old?
Yeah, I'd rather live my life naturally.
But you wouldn't want to live to like 200 or?
No, because then everyone else around me would just die and I'd be
But they'd do it. They'd live like that too.
Not necessarily. That's not stated in the question.
Oh. Oh, I see what you mean. But if you had the chance and everybody else could live to that age, would you?
Oh, maybe, I guess. I might get bored, but...
You just pick up another hobby,
I'd have
to
give it some further thought.
You could become that singer you've always wanted to become, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But like I said, that's not stipulated in the question, so I'm afraid...
Yeah, so we're just venturing off, grabbing at strings that don't exist.
Yeah.
Thank you, Akibor. Address to any handsome hosts on this podcast who call themselves Shane and Chief Snake.
That's just me, because you're not handsome.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Shane.
But you don't even know what I look like, so. Anyways, have you ever listened to opera music or been to an opera before? If so, did you like it?
Yep.
Which one? Listened or been to?
I listen to opera quite often, or it's more pop opera.
What's pop opera?
Oh, it is a genre of opera which is sort of, it's opera, but it's also got a pop,
like a modern feel to it, you know?
Yeah, a modern feel is, because like, I mean, it's nothing like pop at all. It's just modern, yeah.
Okay.
That was a much better way of explaining it. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah. And it's
I've
not
also
like...
been to someone who sung in the Phantom of the Opera in Australia, I think. I didn't go to Australia, but the guy came here. And that was cool. He died, actually.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. They made a big fuss over him. That was cool.
So you do like opera.
Not cool that he died, but it was cool. I like opera. My dad has always liked opera, and so I sort of got that off him. I like a whole range of music.
So this opera, it's not like the old kind of old-fashioned, like, fat lady singing kind of opera,
Not that kind of opera.
Breaks glass?
I'm not really into that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you should show me after what this opera sounds like.
It's just what I've told you about before.
Yeah, but you never sent any samples.
Oh, didn't I? Okay, then no. I'll do that. You won't like it, though.
Okay. Well, you never know. I have to go to an opera.
Capriccio.
It's not Capriccio. I see. Capriccio by Richard Strauss for one of my music classes in a couple of weeks. And I'm feeling an odd sense of curiosity that I will like it a lot, mingled with terror that my ears will shatter into a million pieces. Cheers. King Kola.
Yeah. It is probably right that you are a bit worried because, like I said, the opera that I listen to is a bit more modern, and I don't imagine what you're talking about is modern. So you should be worried, yes.
Does your dad play operas
afraid.
In the house?
Be very afraid. No.
So he doesn't
really.
Play them
just,
so
just
loud?
Just in his car.
Like the... Does
he plays them
so
really
loud?
Loudly in his car. It's quite funny.
Does the windows shake?
Oh, no, but it's just like when I get in there, when he comes to pick me up from somewhere and I get in the car and he starts it up and then suddenly it comes on and then he turns it off really quickly. It's great.
Okie dokie then. Dear Shane and Chief Snake. I said Cheek Snake there. Wonder what that would be. Anyways, have either of you traveled anywhere far away? If so, what'd you think of the place you traveled to? And secondly, what do you like to do while training skills like cooking? I'm currently taking upon myself to learn how to read a little bit of hieroglyphics before I travel to Egypt and New Zealand while I'm traveling training cooking.
Why not?
You guys have hieroglyphics in New Zealand?
No, I was just thinking about that. Hieroglyphics, you don't need hieroglyphics to come to New Zealand. Even going to Egypt, I don't imagine that hieroglyphics will get you anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, unless you go on some ancient exploration thing, you know?
I remember studying hieroglyphics for a while when I was in primary school back in the day, like year 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what grade that is.
That's what they used for their ancient language, right?
Yeah. I don't remember any of it now, of course. But, I mean, my dad's been to Egypt a couple of times, once, maybe. I don't think it was twice. And he's planning to go again this year or next year. I don't remember when.
Are you going with him?
No. He saved up for it on his own. And he's going with... Oh, just going with some people that he knows.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything about hieroglyphics, so you don't need that. I think Egypt is a lot more modern these days than it is perceived as.
Yeah, that's true. It's so interesting that these ancient cultures had languages and stuff like this, you know, that were so advanced, and they actually had like modern, almost equivalent of our current version of cryptography, you know? That's where crypto started, and some of the computer cryptology algorithms and stuff have been inspired by these ancient things, you know? So, I don't know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, there's a good book that I've heard of. I haven't read it myself, but it's by Simon Singh. It's the Code Book. So, I'd take a look at it. But he's traveling to New Zealand. You doing any meetups?
Oh, I forgot about that part. No, I don't think so. Depends. Where are you going in New Zealand?
Yeah, that would depend, wouldn't it? Hey?
Something tells me he's not going to be anywhere near me, so...
Yeah.
Maybe he could probably meet up with Leo.
Oh, yeah, right. Leo.
Numbers.
I forgot who he was for a second. Anyways, thank you, Kyle 3285. Last one.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, mainly Shane, what would it take for someone like me to end up on an episode as a guest host other than winning something, for example, Skill of the Month? Any tips on how any member like me could achieve this? Do you want to answer that first?
Listen to the end of the show. End of the show today.
Oh, good point. Okay, listen, we'll do that then. Also, what programs do you use to record the episodes, and what voice chat thing do you use?
Skype. We use Skype for the voice chat. You can find a detailed description of how the show is recorded if you go to update.rsbab.com, the show's website, and choose FAQ. Then there's one in there about how the podcast is recorded and everything like that. I also did a YouTube video series last year sometime about how we do it. YouTube.com/RSBNB staff. Look for Producing RSBNB Update Parts 1 and 2. I even do voice narrations and show you how all the editing is done and stuff. So it's good fun. So you can take a read through that. Next.
Finally, there's the school I really like, and I wrote a 5-page email to her about how much I love her, but haven't sent it and don't know what to do. I fear her rejection. Help, I know you don't like giving out relationship advice, but I need your help. P.S. I love this girl more than anything else, anyone else in the world. Thanks. We're foxes. What I would say...
Yeah, you go first.
What I would say is... an email is probably not the best way to go around it. It's kind of... it's not romantic.
I'd agree the same thing, that an email is not the best way to do that. You'd probably... You know, I think people are people. Everybody's made the same to a lesser degree. And I think if you just... actually go and talk to the person, you know, that's probably would be the best.
Yeah, exactly. Despite the fact that Shane doesn't know anything about relationships and has no experience in that field, he does know what he's talking about.
Really?
I think so, anyway.
That's interesting.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, you probably need to actually get to know this... Oh, well, I don't know if you do know this girl already or anything... But I think, that is the best idea. Mates before dates, bro.
Well, that's a good idea. That's a good saying.
As a general rule.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anything else that you want to share?
No, that's about... I mean, once you get to know this girl, you'll find out what she is really like and stuff. Be more sure of yourself, and knowing about her can on a more personal level can help you it can actually help you to know what kind of move you should then make. I shouldn't be saying making moves. what is a better way to say that?
I don't know. I do not know. But one final...
But you know what I mean. The kind of...
what action to take next.
Action. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
Just don't appear stalkerish, because that's bad.
Yeah, stalking's not good.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. That question was from Where Foxes. He says, P.S., I love this girl more than anyone in the world.
Oh, yeah, I already said that part.
Okay. Anyways, that's it for questions. If you want to send us a question, send them to questions@rsbnb.com. That's where the audio questions go. Waiver MP3, please, under 30 seconds in length. And if you want to post a text question, head over to forums.rsbnb.com midweek, probably around Wednesday.
Yep. Oh, and we forgot to add, good luck, because it's not always easy, of course, dealing with those sort of situations.
Yeah, and so. You might end up, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Anyway, we're done. Tech news.
Thank you. Xbox Live discontinued for original Xbox games and games bought over Xbox On Demand. This is, comes from a fellow's blog named Major Nelson. You probably don't know who he is, do you?
Ever no. heard of him?
He works on the Microsoft Xbox team, and he has posts inside info on his blog about the service and stuff. But what
That's
he says...
a gross-looking website.
Yeah. That's true, you know. It looks like the old Xbox dashboard used to.
Ew. But,
yeah, I know, except it used to have bladed interfaces and stuff, but I don't know, it still confuses me. Not simple enough. But anyways, he says, I wanted to let you know that on April 15th, 2010, Microsoft will discontinue Xbox Live service for original Xbox consoles and games, including Xbox One games playable on your Xbox 360. Our first step in this process will be to turn off auto-renewals for those members who only use Xbox Live on a V1 Xbox. Well, I can't comment on the specifics. change will allow us to continue evolving the Xbox Live services with new features and experiences that fully harness the power of Xbox 360 and the Live community. We did not make this decision lightly, but after careful consideration and review, we realize that this decision will allow us unprecedented flexibility for future features. Future features. You know, I don't know about this.
Sounds sort of fair enough.
No, it's not really, because you paid $70 for a game or something back in the original Xbox. Or last year, a year before, a game on demand you buy from the Xbox Marketplace, you know? And
yeah.
And you don't get to play it anymore.
But, oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, like, completely. Like, sure, you can still play the single player and everything, which is fine, but...
Oh, well, yeah, if you...
But it's the multiplayer that's being taken away.
But that's how it's got to work, really. If they've got to move on somehow.
Yeah, they do, but it's just... I couldn't put myself in that position of playing a game like that if I had that, because there have been games that played before that have... had their servers shut down, and it was really annoying. So
I would probably think differently if I owned an Xbox.
Yeah, you would. You would. But
but I mean, it's just something they have to do.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it is kind of ironic for Microsoft discontinuing something.
Yeah, like, it's true, you know, because they're not one to do that. Yeah. But... I'm sure there would be another way to keep it going, like fork the service or something, duplicate the accounts if you have, you know?
When has that ever worked for Microsoft in the past?
Forking?
I mean, keeping something going?
That's called Internet Explorer 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from on this, and I agree that they have to move forward, but I also see where the gamers come from on this. So
yeah,
I just figured.
I mean, it's a fair point. I'm just, again, I'm being facetious.
But personally, no, you're perfectly in the right to do that, because I don't know anybody who plays Xbox One games. I don't, and I don't know people who bought games on the Xbox Marketplace that were for Xbox One. So I don't know. It could be a very small percentage of the population, which, if that's the case, then fine, go with it. But still, I think that there might have been a better way to do it. But anyways, that's that. Something more important. If any of you guys out there are running Windows XP, which I suppose about 60% of you are, just guessing, be careful when you run Windows Update. Tuesday's security updates from Microsoft have crippled Microsoft Windows XP computers with a notorious blue screen of death, users have reported on the company's support forum. Company complaints began only yesterday and have gained momentum throughout the day. So basically, what the problem is there was a 17-year-old Windows NT bug that Microsoft patched, and in the 32-bit version, the mainstream version of Windows XP, that caused the computer to not boot at all. So, yeah, it's safe to say that be careful if you're running Windows X. Windows XP might be best to not run Windows Update in the time being until Microsoft fixes this.
Mm.
Which is kind of funny because, you know, we bang that drum every time there's a major security flaw. We say, run Windows Update, run Windows Update, but no one
slightly
does.
Slightly concerning.
So, yeah. But there is a fix installed. You need to use a Windows disk and boot into the recovery console and manually uninstall the update. Then you're good to go.
Oh, God.
So if anybody's Windows XP computers have started blue screening recently, check out the full notes on the wiki, which you can find a link to on update.rspmb.com with a link to instructions on how to fix this. Have you disabled Windows updates on your XP computers around the house?
No, I haven't actually. Like I was saying, I think my laptop already installed it, or it may have, depending on when it came out. I forget.
Did it boot properly?
Yep, it's fine. I haven't installed it on my brother's, disabled it on my brother's yet, though.
Maybe you should install it. Maybe he needs some time away from the computer.
Yeah. That's true.
Or that wouldn't be nice, would it?
He would make me fix it anyway, so.
Yeah, he'd probably come, like, stone you or something, eh?
Hmm.
Yeah, they have to use stones and.
Curse being the IT guru in the household.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But anyways, that's that. Sorry about being all doom and gloom so far with Microsoft. Let's look forward to Google with Google Buzz. What is it? It's an aggregator, really. That's all I see it as. What do you see it as?
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't really know. I still don't see what purpose it is supposed to serve.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
Because we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have everything. Basically what it does is it's like a social, it makes Gmail more sociable, actually. That's what it does. I know I posted on there and you saw my thing, the screenshot and everything, but you can add connected sites, like, for example, YouTube you could add, or Twitter, or Picasa, Google Chat, Flickr, other sites in the future, I assume. So I guess what they're trying to do is create a profile around your Gmail account and what you're doing on the web. But personally, I think it's a little too late for this, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are other services you can do this with, but even you can design your own, which I've been meaning to do. Yikes. Like this is the same thing I was kind of wanting to build, you know, an aggregator for everything, but I don't want it to be through Gmail because.
No, it doesn't work through Gmail, no. Yeah, you're right.
Because you have to log into Gmail to use this, and not everybody I know has Gmail, and they're not going to be able to communicate with me on that unless they have a Google account, and the Google profile URLs are very long, so I just don't see the point of it in Gmail, you know? It seems like a step that is unnecessary.
Sideways step.
Yes, that's right. That's a perfect way of describing it, you know? Mm. But, you know, it makes sense, actually, in a certain way, because Google bought this company called Jiku, which actually did the same thing. Came along after Twitter and stuff. So, and Jiku did exactly that. So I guess that's why they bought Jiku. Now that I know.
Did anyone actually use that, though?
No.
I'd never heard of it before.
Nobody used Jiku. So, but in other news with this, Google plans to roll out cheap internet access across the U.S. to 500,000 homes, about. They say it'll compete at relatively the same cost of current access, and it will have multiple speed of gigabits per second, 1 gigabit range, which is quite astounding.
Hmm. It will be interesting to see what happens in that respect.
Yeah, I guess if it works in the U.S. as a pilot project, we could see it move on to other countries, you know, but I don't know. I don't think it'll get this far. No. It's a little scary when you look at it, seeing how much Google has their hands into, you know, but I'm glad to have them doing it, you know. Who would you trust more?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
would you trust Google or Microsoft or Apple?
I would definitely trust Google.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just hope that they know what they're doing with this.
I think Apple would, if Apple were to delve into that market, then they would probably do a good job of it. But they would.
It would be the Steve Jobs
niche. It would be a niche thing.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Just like how everything they do is, but I don't know. Should be interesting to see what happens.
So. Yep.
Would you like gigabit internet?
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah. I guess then if we had gigabit internet, we could actually go with what we have and download movies instantly and stuff. That'd be good for bringing in a new era. So, I don't know. Good stuff to come. Anyways, that's it for tech news. Does you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okie dokie then. Next up, now we're done that, we want you to check out some of the RSBNB signatures. If you post on forums and you don't have a signature or you want one that shows your skills, we have a nice selection of signatures, over 100 to be exact. So head over to rsbnb.com and check out the many signatures that we have. We even have competition signatures, gold signatures that for also, let's say you want to buy like a whip or something or one of these new items, you can just enter in the name and pull it up and it create a gold signature for it. What was that item called today or last week?
Staff of Light.
Oh yeah, right. I don't know why I said last week, but yeah. Like if you go Staff of... we don't have it yet.
We'll have it. I was just going to say, have you added it already?
Yeah, it's supposed to come, but you can even do the same for like Santa hat if you want a Santa hat. Go right ahead and stuff. So, yeah. Works for all the main items that aren't too new. Let's just say that. February Skill of the Month update. Scottum, everybody's disappointed me with this, you know? It's crafting, and, you know, I guess crafting is kind of a hard skill to train, and everybody's, like, stopped. So, currently, Xblades is winning 2.5 million experience. Second is Southwind with 1.5, and third is Zevsky with 1.2 million experience. So,
Well, it doesn't help that Xblades is that far ahead.
Yeah. But you do have a chance to move ahead because Southrend is leaving for 2 weeks.
And Southrend is now going on holiday.
So anything can happen if X-Blades doesn't start again. So come on, I want to see more action on this graph. It's so sad when things end after 2 weeks, you know? So.
Yep. Does X-Blades actually have any more up his sleeve? Or has he got 99 already now?
I don't know.
Oh, no, he hasn't yet. He's only got 9.5 million XP.
Okay, so he'll get a few more then. Question is, will anybody else? I hope so. We're recording the show on...
Do us proud, Demar.
Yes. We're recording the show on February 12th, meaning February 14th is Valentine's Day, so we want you to show us your love. Show us your love for Chief Snake or myself. Or the show, or RSBNB.
That's tomorrow. Luckily, I don't have anyone I need to be getting anything.
That's what you say, but is there? Probably not.
No, there isn't.
Okay. Anyways, we want to want you to show us your love for this podcast or RSBNB in general. This is a get on the show.
I need to get show on the show. RSBNB my love.
Huh?
Don't worry.
Okay. So we want you to come on the show with this. We record on Fridays at 7 p.m. RSBNB time, so make sure you're able to make a North American evening. And this contest is really simple. Do anything you want. It could be an essay, a poem, a video, an image piece, anything. Anything on RuneScape depicting why you love RSBNB or RSBNB Update. And you can PM your entries to ChiefSnake or myself on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. And I guess if you're wondering, you can also go to update.rsbnb.com/feb2010contest, all one word, and you'll get all this info there. I think that's all I wanted to say on that.
We'll probably run
applicants for a week, and if we don't get enough, we'll run them for another week, and then we'll pick one. So, and it should be noted that if you are a staff member, you are not allowed to compete in this. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
So, sorry, but that's the way it has to be. Anyways, update.rsbnb.com/feb2010contest.
But I wanted to give a Valentine to RSBNB.
Well, you can still do that as an example of what might be good.
No.
Anyways.
I have other things
to
do.
Yeah, you would have done that a few years ago, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chief's pick. Songbird. Right. For those who haven't heard about Songbird, Songbird is a media player, which I changed to, or I started using a while ago when I got sick of Winamp, because Winamp was stupid. And it was... Yeah,
ugly.
Its interface annoyed me. And ugly, yes, very ugly. Toilet.
What did you just say?
I said something in French. So okay. I started using Songbird, because Songbird looks much better. And it is not... Oh, it's actually just had an update, sort of a major or semi-major build. And so now it actually works a lot better than it did, and it's more stable and stuff. So... It has some really nice features. One of those is you can add plugins and stuff. It is built on the same engine that Firefox, or something along those lines.
Gecko?
I don't know. Yeah, it does use the Gecko rendering engine. But it also uses the same sort of format for setting options and add-ons and things like that. You download them in the same way.
I see.
So it's built on the same sort of base. And it's a good little media player.
And of course, free.
I don't know what else, what more I can say really. it's just like the Firefox of media players.
So open source as well, and
yep.
You know, you might as well take a look at this because
I think it will in time. It will get even better than it is right now, and I still think it's the best at the moment. So it can improve.
Does it?
Which is good.
Does it support the iPod?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Wow.
I don't remember because I don't even have an iPod myself.
Let's see. Yeah, because I know that'd be a deal breaker for lots of people, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you able to, like, skin it and stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
They're called feathers.
Feathers?
Mm-hmm.
Feathers.
Yep, I'm just looking that up now about the iPod support.
Oh, yeah, there's an add-on to use it. It's called iPod device support.
Yeah, sounds right.
I think so. So.
Yeah, it does have... as soon as you plug in a device or something, it comes up on Songbird. Would you like to manage this device and stuff? And... So I assume it can do most anything else as well.
That's good.
Even though I hate managing it like that. I just prefer to drag and drop.
You know, if Mozilla made a Linux distribution, it might actually be something worth trying, because if you look at Firefox and everything, and Songbird and Thunderbird, all this great open source software, it's actually usable unlike other open source software, you know?
Yep, that's right.
In terms of UI, I just don't think Linux is there yet, but I think Mozilla might be able to take it there, but I don't know. I'm a strong advocate of open source software if it can do what it needs to do, you know?
If it works, that's right.
And if it's easy to use, mm-hmm. you know? I.e. not the GIMP, which is GIMPed.
Correct.
I just got to go with that for some reason. I just like saying that because it's so true, you know?
Yeah. Anyone who I recommend the GIMP to instead of Photoshop because it costs money, always, because they don't know what it is, they make fun of the name.
Anyways, we had it as a pick before. I think Jason had it as a pick once upon a time.
So. That'll be right.
Songbird. What's the website even?
GetSongbird.com.
Of course. Traditional Mozilla marketing.
Yep.
So what have you been up to?
I have been mining. And I got 80 last night.
You little...
Sorry?
Nothing.
That's what
I thought.
Go right
ahead. Go right ahead. You know?
But I'm finished now that I have 80.
Oh, that's good.
So you don't need to call me a little anymore. So now I'm going to start on some other goals.
Which are classified, right?
Which are classified for now.
Okie dokie, then. Enlighten everybody, how did you go about getting 80 mining?
I actually got from 76 to 77, I think it was. Yeah, when I was a non-member. I think it was 76 to 77, maybe even 75. But anyway, I did that on free-to-play mining iron, and that was hell. To put it lightly.
That's why I stopped, because I tried power mining iron. Yeah.
I did manage to get over 100k XP in one day, though, which I thought was pretty impressive for me.
God.
Mining iron as a non-member.
That is good.
Yes, it is. I pretty much had no life at that point. But after that, I just knocked my headphones. Oh, yeah, I became a member again, and I've been in the Living Rock Caverns. Doing coal. It might not have been the best idea because it is incredibly slow in comparison with gold that I can now do in the Living Rock Caverns.
Ah.
So if I wanted to continue mining, then I probably wouldn't even have much problem with it. It is that fast.
What's the XP per hour with gold?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think someone might have said about 40k.
Okay. Yeah, it's about what woodcutting was, I think. That's
yeah,
not too bad.
It's pretty good considering you make money from it. You make a lot of money from it. And you don't have to concentrate when you're doing it that
Could
much.
Could this be an X99?
You do still get attacked and stuff. No, I still hate mining, despite how much they've improved it.
Anything else?
Oh, it might actually be better than 40k. Maybe nearer 50, but...
Oh.
I still don't know. Anything else? No, that's about it. I haven't been doing much else apart from school and nothing new since last week.
Okay then. What I've been doing, I have been fishing. Yes, fishing. With Project Brad. That's going well. Got level 82 and of course carrying on the little farming runs throughout. I know I might like you consider adding in maples and pineapples once again. To the farming run?
Oh, are you just doing herbs at the moment? Is that all?
Yeah, just herbs.
Oh, okay. I have done a few farming runs. I got 24 mil XP, finally, because I was stuck on 23.9 for so long, months and months. So I got that, and I am working towards 25 mil, and then the next on my goal list is like 30 mil farming XP, which will take a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I'll just gradually do that.
Yeah, I need to get farming again like that. Aside from that, I've been, you might be able to tell, I don't know if you guys can, but I'm still a little bit congested from being sick, so that's been real fun this week trying to recover from that. You know, coughing up and not being
okay,
able
Shane.
To sit properly and stuff.
You don't need to be too graphic.
No, I never said I was... What I was doing, I just said I was coughing once. So
you said coughing up.
Sometimes.
Railing off. Thanks.
Anyways, I think that's it. Yeah, I think so. Can't think of anything else, so I'm sure if there is something I would remember it by now, but guess not. I think we're done then, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, thank you once again, Mr. Chief Snake, for this fine edition of RSPNB Update. We will, both of us, see you guys next week for another show, in which hopefully we'll have some more interesting non-combat-relating updates to discuss. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.